Hello and welcome back to What Do You Know For Sure podcast with me, Anne Hughes. In this episode of the podcast, we are talking to Shari Lillico in Canada about awareness being key to transformation and growth. And in that conversation, we talk about it being subjective what your awareness is, because it can change all the time and you need to have boundaries and how you go out in the world every single day. Lots of wonderful insights in this episode that I hope you enjoy. Shari, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Hi, it's very nice to be here.
Yeah, tell us a bit about you.
I was actually thinking about how I wanted to do this today. And I mean, there's so much you can say about somebody, right?
Yeah.
So where I live is in northern BC in Fort St. John, so way north of Vancouver. It is still cool here, but anyway, well, a lot of other things. I mean, I'm a mother, I'm a empty nester, I'm in my midlife. I started my midlife journey when my kids left home, but now I am also a two-time best-selling author, a speaker, a coach, an intuitive healer, and I have had the privilege, and I want to continue having the privilege, of impacting the lives of countless women to empower them and guide them through that midlife transition, because they can seem to get so lost and stuck and not feeling like something's missing, I guess is what it is.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much for running over that for us, Shari, and for getting in touch to come on the podcast. So tell me, I know that you're still not quite sure, but tell me, what do you know for sure, Shari?
There was a couple things that I was kind of going, which ones do I want to share? And I think the one that I want to share is that I have found, and it's been since I've started looking back on my journey, that awareness of just about everything is almost key to transformation, to growth, to all of it, honestly.
I couldn't agree more, actually, that we need to be so aware of everything that's going on with us and around us. But how did you come to know that? What was it that happened that made you realize this?
Well, I have started writing a book, and so I was kind of going through all the stuff that I had gone through in my last 10 years of going on this self journey. And I just, like I said, I got looking back and went, holy man, if I had been aware of a lot of this stuff at the beginning of my journey, I'd like to think that it would have made a difference. Now, I mean, it's still our choices, even if we are aware if we're going to make those changes or not or whatever, right? But it was just such a big part of it. It was like knowing how you feel, knowing if you're actually blocked, knowing if you've got a habit keeping you stuck, if you've got people's influence coming at you and you allowing that to change your views or make your decisions by, or, you know, there are so many things. And if we actually can start being aware of those and then going deeper and into the awareness of even those bigger expanses, then I think we could move things along a lot quicker.
I think it's interesting, isn't it, because you don't know you're aware until you're aware. So I could think I have really key awareness just now about what's going on around me. Something could happen and I could think, gosh, that was right beside me the whole time and I was never aware of it. How bizarre. So that journey of awareness is quite a subjective one, therefore, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Because, I mean, even to know that you want to start on a different journey is an awareness all in itself, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But as you were saying, I mean, even yesterday, I had one of those days. Everybody has those days, right? And it was like, what is causing this, right? And I had to stop and go, okay, something's going on. I realized that something was going on after I had completely had a breakdown. I was like, whoa, what the heck's going on? Well, not a complete breakdown, but it was, you know, and it was like, I had to stop and I had to look back and go, okay, this is what's happening. I'm feeling overwhelmed because, and then I had to start dealing with that, dealing with the emotions and dealing with why, and then how I could actually get my boundaries back. Because what it was is I had started losing my boundaries and letting a lot of other stuff come in, and I just had to go, okay, I have to figure out how to deal with this. And I'm still, I got some more work to do yet today, or probably for the rest of the week on this, but yeah.
I think, isn't it interesting, because I suppose it's reassuring, isn't it? You know, you told us that you do speaking, you've wrote best-selling books, you do all this stuff, and yet you still have these things happen to you just yesterday. And so there's something like, it almost lets us all see, right, so we're all just doing our best with what we've got in front of us. And it's like, I remember probably about 5 years ago, I read The Surrender Experiment. You know the book, I mean, yeah? And I remember trying to think, right, so how do I surrender more? How do I surrender more? And where I eventually got to is that surrender is like going down a ladder that has no bottom. You're never touching ground with surrender because you just need to surrender more and see what's next. And I think that it's the same with your awareness. It's always going to shift. It's always going to change. And is that something that you're quite happy to share with people? That even though I talk about this stuff, I teach this stuff, I write this stuff, I'm still on the journey?
Definitely. We never, once we are on the journey, unless we make the complete and total decision that no, we're not doing this anymore and we're just going to go happily along in our lives, which I don't think ever actually can happen, because once you're aware, right? And you're never going to go back. But we all have layers, and we can get through one layer and then, you know, we can chug along, and then all of a sudden there's something else, and then there's something else. And I don't think this journey is ever done. I've got a friend who's been on the journey for years, like a lot of years. And I mean, she's still getting stuff, right? I mean, it is a net. Sorry, everybody listening, if you think it's like, you know, oh, if I just get through this, then I'm golden. Unfortunately, you know, it just steps you up. It doesn't. You are golden because you've got through something, but it's always coming. It's always changing. It's always evolving, and you are always changing and evolving with it. And that is the beauty of life, because even when we decide we're going to do one thing one way, something might come along and, you know, trigger it going, oh, we have to actually do this different. Yeah. That's all part of growing, and that's all part of changing, and that's all part of the lessons of life.
Getting
ourselves back to our soul self.
Yeah, and I know you're saying unfortunately, and I think I'm overly positive sometimes, I think, and it's about changing that narrative. I sometimes think I'm really lucky that I think I'm in the very best place that I can be in, and that I know everything that I need to know. But tomorrow, that could all change. There'll be other stuff to learn. There'll be other new places to go. And so it's almost like being okay with knowing that you're always on shifting sands, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you for catching my unfortunately, because it's not really an unfortunate thing. When you're looking at it from the outside, people go, oh, right? And it has that unfortunate connotation to it, but it's really not, because yeah, it's lessons, it's life, it's the changes, it's evolving, it's, you know, all of that. So
yeah. And so as you look forward into whatever's next for you, you're writing a new book, see this awareness that you have, knowing, I suppose, as we've chatted to about, that you will have new awarenesses, that new things will come in, that you'll have new things to learn. Does that make you feel excited about your future?
It does. It also makes me, I'm going to be completely honest, a little uncertain. I feel a lot of uncertainty. I don't like uncertainty. I like I like knowing what is coming and all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely an uncomfortable, and I'm still getting used to being uncomfortable with that feeling of uncertainty about what's coming. But yeah, no, you just, you know, and then you envision what could possibly be, and then yeah, you just get really excited.
Yeah, and isn't that the beautiful, that anything's possible? Which could, if you're a negative person, if you are glass half empty, you could think, oh no, anything's possible. If you're glass half full, or no, yes, anything's possible. But it's all just a matter of perspective, really, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, mindset.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Mindset and our conscious, our subconscious and all that kind of stuff on what's holding us back and everything else. Because like I said, habits, beliefs, all that kind of stuff holds us back. And if we allow that to run our habits, because, I mean, most people do allow their habits and their beliefs and everything else to, you know, keep them in their comfortable space, right? So, and that's all part of being aware, getting that out into the forefront so you can change it. But it, uncertainty is always, yeah, you got to look at it as a positive, or find that spark that's just that little piece that you can make it look at it from a different angle.
Yeah,
which is what I also had to do yesterday.
Uh-huh. And it's interesting because in one of my recent transatlantic podcasts, actually, the guest was talking about change and about uncertainty and things like that, and saying we are always navigating it. So even though you can say I don't like change, it doesn't mean you're not navigating change. You're just doing it with a lot of resistance, because change is always happening. And so it's about understanding that, I suppose, isn't it? That it's all going to, you're always going to be navigating something. There's always going to be transformations. There's always going to be learnings. You can navigate it as a willing participant, or you can navigate it as a reluctant participant, but you're still navigating it, aren't you?
Yes, you are. There are certain things that you can, once you're aware of them, you can go, no, I'm not, like, I'm perfectly happy with doing it this way, and I'm gonna stay doing it that way. And you can stop change if you really want on some things. On some things you can't, because there's always, if there's external stuff coming in, I mean, it's going to be what it's going to be. But I have fought it. I was like, nope, I realize this, and I'm not giving this up. And it is a choice. Change is definitely a choice. Not always, but some of it.
Yeah. It's the choice. It's not necessarily what's happening. It's how you deal with the choice is maybe a better way to frame it, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, thank you so much, Shari, for joining me on the podcast and sharing your wisdom with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It was really nice to connect over the airwaves, being that we are so far away.
Yeah. Hello, and thank you for joining me on this episode of What Do You Know For Sure podcast. If you would like to connect with me, you can do that across social media by searching Anne Hughes Ignite. If I refer to my radio show and the podcast, you can catch those on my Mixcloud, again, just searching Anne Hughes Ignite. And if you or anybody you know want to answer this question with me, please do get in touch. Just go onto my website, annehughesignite.co.uk, and fill in the contact page at the bottom, and I'll be delighted to have this conversation with you too. Thank you.